Good morning, Barbados. Welcome to Brass Tax Sunday for July 15th. I'm Sanka Price, your host for today's program, in which we'll be examining the recent increase of user fees charged by commercial banks. We'll seek to explore what Barbadians can do to respond to this hike in these commercial fees. We'll hear from representatives from the credit union movement to find out if their operations, as presently regulated, can step up to fill the vacuum these banks' actions of nearly zero interest rates that they're paying us on our deposits and no higher user fees has created. And most of all, we want to hear from you, our listeners, about what you would like to see done about this situation. But before we get started, I need to remind you that this program is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all. Angles, flats, cement and doors, lumber, windows and much, much more.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing.
Big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all. At Williams Metals, we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brass Tax Sundays. I'm Sanka Price. Our producer is the one and only Dennis Johnson. Looking firm and fit after Pan Fusion last night. I hope you got that. It was a very enjoyable show. And if you missed it before the break, today we are examining the recent increase of user fees charged by commercial banks and seeking to discover how or in what ways Barbadians can respond to the commercial banks. We have two representatives from the credit union movement to help us to do this. In the studio is Mr. Algie Yearwood. He's the Chief Operations Officer at the City of Bridgetown. Good morning, Algie.
Good morning, listeners.
All right.
Thanks for having me here.
Pleasure. And on the phone lines, we have Ms. Shirlene Best, and she's the Operations Manager at the Barbados Workers Union, Cooperative Credit Union. Welcome, Shirlene.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Barbados public.
Good. Thank you for being with us. Now, in terms of some background, we had effective July. We did try to get a representative from the Barbados Bankers Association for this program to explain their members' banks' recent actions. Instead, the association sent us a brief statement, and I'll read that statement. It's extremely brief. We are focused on preparing for our discussions with the government, and the timing isn't right. However, we understand the public's concerns and will be dealing with it on an individual bank basis, which is how fees are determined, based on individual institutions' circumstances, unquote. So, in terms of some background, now, effective July 1st, CIBC, First Caribbean International Bank, they increased their fees for savings and checking accounts. Also, when depositors go into the branches, you know, over-the-counter transactions, they will be charged $3. And it was the second time in 4 months that First Caribbean issued an adjusted list of fees charged on regular savings accounts, savings plus accounts, and regular checking accounts. And while the bank previously charged these categories of customers a service fee if their accounts fell below a minimum amount, effective July 1st, it was abolished and an average balance requirement fee was imposed for a standard monthly service charge of $5. Now, I must say here that First Caribbean was just the most recent bank that increased their rates. A number of others would have increased their rates over the last few months as well. So they were just the most recent one. And the outcry, I think, was major because that rate increase came at a time when there were other things increasing. So I suspect that's why the noise was kept pretty loud there. Anyhow, the reaction to this has been pretty vociferous, certainly public domain. And I'll start with the Barbados Workers Union Cooperative Credit Union, their outgoing president, and I'm quoting here from one of the articles that appeared. The outgoing president, Mr. Dalton Medford, he said that what the commercial banks, and I'm quoting, what the commercial banks are doing to poor people is almost criminal, unquote. And he was extremely adamant about what was happening. And also, some strong words came too from the recent Senator Lynette Holder, where she called it scandalous, what is happening. And she also advocated that the most Barbadians could look to the credit union movement to help. Now, I'll start with ladies first, Algie. I'm sure you don't mind. Miss Beth, how can the credit union movement really make a difference here? In terms of, can you offer higher interest rates? What can you do for the average Barbadian?
Well, currently for the BW, Barbados Workers Union Credit Union, what we have been doing is we have been trying to maintain our rates, which is our savings rates to our members. And I must say they are very competitive out there in the market. Mm-hmm. As it relates to our loan product, we have been working with our members to make sure that we keep our rates to as minimum as possible, mm-hmm. so as to still maintain their standard of living based on these tough economic times.
Oh, let me just cut in here. You said savings rates. Now, presently, most of the banks pay just above 0%, less than a cent, basically. What is the savings rate, say, in your credit union?
Well, we can speak on our, we wouldn't talk about our individual rate, mm-hmm. but I would just give you a rough average. The rates would range from about 1.25 to about 2.35 on our average rate. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have other special products that we offer that can give you a better interest rate, but we always negotiate with our members as they come into us. And we have found lately that we have been getting quite a number of persons that have been moving from the commercial banks and those unregulated financial companies, bringing some of their funds to the credit union. And we do welcome these funds, of course, because at the end of the day, as our president, you said just now, Mr. Medford would have said, the credit union are for the poor persons. And we look to maintain that credit union philosophy where we try to make sure we do our best to make sure that the standard of living for these persons are always second to none. We pride very much on our services, and we like to give that personalized service to our members.
All right, let's bring in Mr. Yearwood here. Your deposit rates, are they also higher? So generally speaking, the credit union deposit rates are higher.
Yes, generally they are higher, and they're around the same range as what my sister from Workers Union Credit Union just quoted. They're around that same range. But let me say here, though, that the credit union operates on a mantra that says not for profit, not for charity, but for service. So we, whatever rates, whether it be interest rates or fees, whatever rates are put in place or whatever fees are imposed, it is strictly about providing service. It's simply about trying to offset any transactional costs that we may incur in processing members' transactions. So it's not necessarily fees are not imposed to as a revenue stream, as it were, but simply to defray some of the costs that we will incur in processing members' transactions.
But the question I'll ask both of you, the credit unions have to put their money in the banks. Now, if the banks are not paying, well, paying just less than a cent in interest, how long can you continue to pay a higher level of interest than what you're receiving? I mean, how are you guys, you guys are operations managers, how do you get that worked out?
That's a good question, and that's the challenge we have right now. That's a big challenge. So what we're trying to do now is focus more on trying to reduce our operating costs or to maintain the operating costs. So once you can reduce or maintain that operating cost at a pretty low level, then you have a chance to hold your rates as long mm-hmm. as possible. So what we're doing, we're seeking to do things like perhaps digital transformation that is going, instead of the traditional way of doing things in a more in a more digital way, with that in the end it ends up being more cost effective. For example, we looking at social media, we'll probably push a lot of advertising through that channel as opposed to the traditional channel that would obviously be more expensive. So that's one strategy we're using, mm-hmm. simply to try to keep the operating costs mm-hmm. down.
Let me bring Ms. Beth.
However, the interest rates will be a challenge for us as well.
Ms. Beth, I'd like to get a response from you on that.
Yes, the same as Algie would have mentioned before. We have been in different discussions within the office and various meetings to look at ways to cut down on our expenses. And once we can get our expenses down, we will be able to maintain our rates for our members in terms of the rates that are offered by the bank. Well, of course, we can't do anything but those rates, but we try to invest as much as possible so that we will get good returns for our members.
Mm-hmm. As a just an ordinary consumer here listening on the radio and wondering, okay, should I move my money from the one of the commercial banks that just put up all these fees to the one a credit union? Now, can I get the same level of accounts? I mean, like current same checking accounts, for example. Can I get credit cards? What about deposit insurance?
Okay. Right now, we have not been given permission to operate checking facilities. Now,
why is that?
We are told checking facilities are operated through banks, and we are not banks. so that's one, and that has always been a challenge we have had. In terms of deposit insurance, we're still looking at that. We have been looking at it for a while. So that is a subject that is still on the cards.
But deposit insurance, and let me clarify for the public who may not be aware, deposit insurance, is all the banks in Barbados would have that. And this is where, if there's a run of the bank collapse, whatever, they're still responsible. They have to pay up to $25,000, I think it is, for the amount of money that you have on. So if you have $26,000, you'll get at least $25,000 back. And if you have less than $25,000, you should get every cent back if there's anything that goes wrong with the bank. Yes. The credit unions cannot do not have that facility.
Not at this point, but that is on the cards.
But so do you insure loans or something like that to make up?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. we have a savings and loan benefit scheme,
right.
And that is a product we have in place, and members do benefit from that as well.
Okay, let me bring in Ms. Bess here. The same question to you. How would you encourage people to come over to the credit union movement? And if you don't have these services like checking accounts, credit cards, and whatnot?
Okay, the credit cards. We don't have credit cards, as the banks would actually offer a credit card, but we do have a loan facility that is called the line of credit loan.
Yes, that's
and this correct. This works similar to the credit card. It is a revolving loan, and with that loan, I guarantee you the interest rate is definitely much lower.
Lower than 28%.
That the commercial banks offer.
You didn't answer me, you know. That was because a credit card loan is about 28%. So, I mean, what is this before? So it's lower than that.
Way lower.
Okay, I see.
And in terms of credit card, though, we're in collaboration with our sister credit union, another sister credit union, Public Workers, Barbados Public Workers Credit Union, we are looking at a credit card facility right now. So that too is on the card, is on the immediate agenda right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've had discussions on that up to as recent as last week.
Mm-hmm. But what legislation is lacking right now? I mean, specific legislation that would enable you to basically step up to the level of to offer more services in compared to what the banks are offering?
I don't think there's any particular legislation that is prohibiting us right now. We are simply we have had some hiccups in the past, and we're simply addressing those now. So I don't think there's any legislation that is preventing us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the issue of the checking facility. Okay. And checking facility right now is not even a big issue because people are paying more with plastic and rather than checks. Mm-hmm. Right now.
I'm Ms. Bess.
And let me also add, in terms of the checking facility, the credit union do not offer an actual checking account that you can have your own checks and go and, you know, go to different company and write a check. However, the credit union do offer checks to our members that if you call us in, we can prepare a check for you and you collect that check.
That's correct.
Within the same day, you can walk into the office and collect your check. And you're allowed any amount of checks. So you can just walk into the office and get your checks before actually having a checking account.
Correct.
Okay, great. Listen, let me take a call here on the line. Good morning. You're on Brass Tack Sunday.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, please. I am one of the persons that have a big problem right now with the banks. Just something earlier this week, I visited.
Don't call the name of the bank.
I'm not going to call any name. Mm-hmm. But I visited a bank that I had a small account at, right? A small savings account. And some time ago, I had just a small amount of money on that bank. Could be probably less than $50. And to my knowledge, when I got there, my money started being depleted. So I was told that from last year in November that $5 was being deducted from my account for something called a service charge every possible month. I think that the banks are making people who are poor, poorer, and they are becoming richer and richer. I heard an extra on the radio with somebody from the bank saying that this one particular bank within a year's time made over $305 million as a result of users' fees. I think this is outrageous, you know? Just last week when I went to the bank, because I said, I can't afford to allow these people to keep making me poor and poor all the time, and they are getting richer off of us. They're taking our money, they are making interest on it, and they're hardly giving you back anything on it. And you know, when they went last week, you know how much money was on my account? 10 cents.
Hmm.
10 cents. And the teller had the audacity to ask me, I said, I'm closing this account. So that is what exactly what I did. I closed it. And then he said, there's only 10 cents there. What do you want to do? I said, what do you mean? I said, you mean if I want the 10 cents? So I paused. And then I said to him, well, it is my 10 cents. So. I said, well, anyhow, I said, you want to keep it? I said, when I carry all the $5 every month, so I'm going to keep that 10 cents too. And then I added to him, I said, and I hope that every Barbadian that has deposit accounts with you, all savings accounts, should remove them and take their money to the credit union, because you all people are robbing people every day. He laughed, right? He said, sir, there are a lot of people that are coming here having the same concern that you're having. And I want to say to you that I have another small account at another bank that I am in the process of closing it too. And I hope that any Bajan would think like me.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Algie, Ms. Shirley was saying that the Barbados Workers Union, Credit Union, they're seeing more people coming in, depositing money. Are you also seeing this at the COB?
Yes, we are getting that as well. And we're not going to refuse anybody's money. neither are we going to refuse to give them good service.
No, let me play the devil's advocate here. Banks are just like every other business, aren't they? Economics are laws of supply and demand. So that if you have a high level of, all right, to put it another way, if deposits are low, but yet banks will pay large interest rates to attract funds, correct?
Yes.
Right, okay. So also, interest rates on loans increase as operating costs are covered by what financial institutions call a spread.
Yes.
Right, good. So the difference between the lending, which is basically the difference between the lending rate and the deposit rate. Mm-hmm. So when you see deposit rates drop, banks have so much money they cannot lend it all, and lending rates also drop. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this has been the case in Barbados that has been going on for several years. So in defense of the banks, aren't they doing just what is good business?
Well, I'm not here to defend or to attack the banks.
No, I'm looking at it from a strictly business perspective.
What I would tell you is this: is that we have tried to keep our interests above that of what the banks have been offering, mm-hmm. In terms of the savings rates, and because. Mm-hmm. As you explain the whole issue of the spread, we try very hard to keep our savings rates where our members would deem those rates as acceptable, and we have also been reducing the loans rate at the same time, because obviously we recognize that we operate in a small market space. Mm-hmm. We recognize that if the banks or any other credit union, for example, offer a loan product at a particular rate, that our members will desire that rate as well. So what we have done, we have adjusted our rates downward to suit what the market is currently offering. Mm-hmm. So we have tried to maintain the savings rate. At the same time, we have lowered our lending rates at various points.
What I'm hearing, Ms. Bess, I'll bring you in here now. It seems to me that right now this is anyone who is in the marketplace for a loan is better placed than for several years now, because there seems to be a lot of money in circulation. So it should be easier to get a loan now at better rates.
You certainly can get better rates.
Okay. Ms. Bess?
Yes, there are some rates out there, but what I can say that we have to keep focusing on, I don't know if Algie has been experiencing this, we have persons that are running to the commercial banks. Yes, the turnaround time might be a little faster in terms because the rates are higher, but we found that those same persons have been coming right back to the credit union to do their financing.
Yes, we have experienced that too, and this whole thing that the processing time is faster at the banks, to me that's not correct, because we do turn around some loans in a day, half day. Mortgages, for example, will take relatively long because of the level of due diligence that is involved. But that happens anywhere, at the banks, at credit unions. So that's something that I would like to dispel now, that the processing time is far longer at the credit unions than it is at a bank.
In terms of mortgages, what have you been seeing? Let me best take this first, Shirley. What have you been seeing in terms of mortgages? Are more people coming in for mortgages as well?
Yes, we still have a high number of mortgages on our books. Persons are still coming in for mortgages.
And if you mean to say a high number, I mean, can you give me some idea of a percentage increase or anything like that?
It hasn't been a slight, let's say, of maybe 10 persons within 1 month, but we have had an increase of mortgages.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a number of calls, so let's take some calls in quick session. This is Brass Tax Sunday. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. What I would like to say to the customers that don't like these service charges, and they're going into the banks and taking it out, so to speak, on the poor tellers. Mm. It is not very nice to be embarrassed out front and people looking on and so on. they can do it quietly. I've just called to tell them to soften up on the tellers. It's not them that are putting the charges on. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me something. You wouldn't happen to be a teller yourself?
No, I'm not a teller.
Okay.
I was a teller years ago. Uh-huh. I used to work at one of the banks in Barbados, but those days have gone. But it's not very welcoming when people come in there and start to shout and carry on. And there's nothing you can do but shouting and carrying on except cause embarrassment to yourself and make the person that you're in front of feel very small at times.
I see. Well, thank you very much for that. But, she's gone. We're going to the next call. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Sanka. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Let me declare my hand up front and say I'm a member of a credit union. So, hence, it would not be that I am
good morning, sir.
Having a bias and not declaring it. I am a member of a credit union. I want to say that I commend the credit union movement for being there. I know the credit union of which I'm a part of would have started during difficult times where people were looking for a source to assist them in realizing their financial needs and objectives. And as a result, that credit union came about being the City of Bridgetown Credit Union. Earlier in your discussion with the personnel that you have in office with you, you spoke about checking accounts and checkbooks and those sort of things. I'm happy to report that my credit union offers services that now make checking basically obsolete because there are several channels through which a member can transact their business with the credit union. And our sister credit union there did indicate that they have the line of credit facility, which is a loan product that, I mean, it matched their credit card facility by leaps and bounds. When a person, in actual fact, I'll tell you, Sanka, many persons have their credit cards, but you know what? Those that are members of the credit union, they come in and they get their line of credit. And guess what they do? They use their credit card for their foreign purchases, and then they come into the credit union, advance their line of credit, and pay that line of credit out. So hence, they're relieved from that high interest rate that is often charged on credit cards. They also have their banking app where they can pay their utilities. They can check their accounts. So basically, what the credit union movement have been doing over the years is repositioning themselves to provide the same and the comparative level of service that the other financial institutions have been doing. I am aware that they have invested significantly in technological infrastructure, whereby they are able to almost match the bank on bank, service on service. The only services that I realize that the credit union movement is not in a position right now to offer is the foreign exchange services. And I believe over time, I hope that the various administrations will look at that and release the credit union to provide a full basket of services to its members. You spoke about loans and lending. Yes, the credit union movement have insurance on their loans. In actual fact, a person can take a loan, and for the entire duration of that loan, they can have insurance over it at a very cheap cost. So let's say, for instance, Sanka, if you are not a member of the credit union yet, you should become one. And let's say you came in to buy your new expensive car, $100,000. You can take out insurance on that car loan that should, God forbid, anything should happen to you, your estate will not be deprived of that fancy ride you had bought because it would be paid out should that eventuality arrive where you had to go to the higher calling. I think that the credit union have repositioned itself. Yes, these are difficult times at this point in time. You talked about interest rates, Anchor. Let me back up on that one. What the credit union do, or the one that I'm associated with does, is that it look at, if you have savings there, then that rate can be negotiated. So even if there's a going rate on a product, so long as you have savings in the credit union that can help mitigate the risk of the lending that you're seeking to obtain, then as a result, you can negotiate that rate and you will get what is known as a composite rate. It will match your rate along with what is being paid to you on your savings versus what that interest rate would have been on the regular loan with no security. So there are many ways which the credit union, in my opinion, sit and look at every individual case and match it and work with the member. I believe that the credit union is doing a good job out there. And guys, let's face it, it's what we have to work with now. I'm not bashing the banks, and I would never encourage anybody to get involved in anything of bashing the financial institutions that were established for many years and have large support from foreign countries. But I believe that we have to look to the credit unions to reposition us economically in this country. I would wait if you have any questions for me.
Well, I have one for all three of you, actually. One of the comments that have been made over the past couple of weeks, I've been sitting either in the chair as host or as producer, is the fact that there are companies that require their staff members to have an account at a bank in order to get their salaries and not credit unions. They don't support accounts at credit unions for the delivery of payments for their salaries. Now, is that a challenge for the credit union movement in Barbados?
I would not take away from the two principal persons that you have in office to address this question. However, I'll say to you that I am aware that my credit union, of which I'm associated with, already have many payroll companies where they send their employees' salaries there. We actually have a department set up to facilitate the lodgement of payrolls and the lodgement of salaries and that sort of thing. And we are embarking on a exercise which we will seek to enlarge that portfolio by attracting more persons to be able to send their funds there. Right now, they're rolling out their campaign and planning for it, and I'm sure that would have some more persons coming into that portfolio as well.
So the answer to you, Dennis, is we do not really see that as a major problem for us at COB.
Right, and at Barbados Workers Union, we don't see that as a challenge either. We have a large number of persons that are sending funds from their various workplaces to us via the payroll deduction. And we have been doing marketing and going out to the various workplaces to have more persons coming in on that same payroll deduction. So it's not a shout-out
to Barbados
Workers Union.
Dennis, let me also add that I believe what is happening in that regard is that maybe the employees and some of the employers, they did not build up the confidence in the credit union movement at the time that it could facilitate that kind of service. And I'm sure as our people go out and start to talk to their various companies, that they will understand that they can reduce their costs, and the employees will recognize, look, you're not encumbered or you're not obstructed in accessing your funds. We have a network of ATM machines. We are onto the switch network where even if you can't get to the COB ATM machine, you can access your funds by any other ATM machine. Also, you can do your online payments. So again, that feeds right back into the whole infrastructure that is being established, the electronic infrastructure and all the other aspects that will facilitate you. Your ATM card becomes a debit card. So if you go to the supermarket or you're in the store, you can swipe your card and pay. So the services are there.
And I can assure you, as a member of the credit union, I'm aware of that. I was asking that for the people who kept saying that the employers insisted that they have a bank account. I just wanted them to know that it is not. It is not a case of you must have a bank account in order to get your salary.
It is very
unfortunate that that is still happening out there.
Yeah, just to add.
Over time, it will change.
I found that was a challenge in the past years ago. But I find a number of workplaces has relaxed now and are accepting the credit union as the financial companies of choice.
That's right.
Well, I just have a WhatsApp message that says the NIS refuses to pay pensions into credit union accounts.
Yeah.
That is not
I can speak on that one too as well, because I had a meeting as recent as last week where I would have met with the National Insurance Scheme, and they are looking at having the credit union added to the lodgement of persons to save funds too.
Correct.
So that is correct.
Let me also add that I can say in defense of the NIS that they do allow persons to remit their pensions to the credit union. That was a problem years ago, and persons individually will go and they will ask the NIS to remit their funds to the credit union. And I can say in their defense that they have been facilitating those members, and they do send a large set of our members who are pensioners do have their funds remit to us.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. You have really been selling the credit union movement here. Well, let's take a commercial break here right now. Brass Tack Sunday is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
You do not have to be a roofing expert to know that a metal sheet will rust where it is joined. That is one reason why the beautiful permaclad U-panel and R-panel roof sheet sold at Williams Metals will outlast other roofing materials. Permaclad, colorclad, and corrugated sheets are cut to the exact length that you will need, up to 40 feet and even longer. That means no joints from ridge to eave. Colorclad sheets come with a factory painted finish in white, blue, green, red, brown, and yellow, and are fitted with screws for added resistance, tested to withstand high winds up to 130 miles an hour. Get a rail roof supplied at competitive prices. Delivered to you today from Williams Metals. Simply call Williams at Kane Garden St. Thomas 425-2000 or Lowlands Christchurch 428-1500.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.